Hey guys, it's Thursday night. It's 8 o'clock. You know what that means. It's the Paranormal Experience here on 91.3 The Gap. We're the Tri-State Paranormal Investigators. I'm Neil, and with me as always is going to be Lonnie and Chris. How are you guys doing? You guys
doing
okay?
Good?
Doing great.
You know, I was talking about it before we actually came on air like 15 seconds ago. Lonnie, you and I can fix anything.
Oh, yeah.
Anything.
Oh, yeah.
And we were drunk.
I just fixed these headsets.
See, and you're not drinking.
I thought my head had gotten really small because they felt really huge.
Yeah.
Just squeezed them down, fixed them right up.
Oh, you're so bright.
Oh, yeah. I seriously thought my head got smaller. My head's shrinking.
Oh, geez. Well, let's go ahead and get this hourly legal ID out of the way. This is WLMU, Harrogate, Tennessee, broadcasting at 91.3 FM, streaming worldwide at 913thegap.com. And you can follow the radio station on Twitter, and it's going to be at 913thegap. Twitter. We have a Twitter account.
We think
we do.
I believe we do. I believe I have still to send this to her. I mean, I don't know. I can't remember nothing about it. I think we do, and I think it's going to be at Tri-State Spirits if you guys would like to follow us on there. Speaking of that, if you guys want to send us any questions or comments or anything like that, you can do so on Facebook. It's going to be www.facebook.com/Tri-State Para. That's one word. TRISTATEPARA.
I can spell.
Oh, yeah. You can do so also on our Yahoo account, which is going to be the email. It's going to be tristate_paranormal@yahoo.com. Or if you'd like, you can give us a call here at the station. That's going to be 423-869-6331. One more time. It's going to be 423-869-6331. Let's see here. Looks like the Facebook's already going nuts. But
hey, I want to say hi to my cousin Kat. She's listening tonight.
Hello, Kat.
She listens about every week.
Really? Just about every week, so not every week?
Well, I don't talk to her every week to ask her, so.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for listening. And where's she from?
She grew up with me in Detroit, but she lives right here in Harrogate now.
Oh, well. Okay. Well, that's cool. The big thing that we've been talking about the last 30 minutes, we're going to do a huge Halloween party.
Talking about it early, but you got
it's going to be February. You have to. This
Come
is February.
Come as your favorite dead person.
Or not so dead person.
Oh, yeah.
I am looking forward to that. I really am. We haven't done something like this in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
We've been trying to, like, push the paranormal conventions. I think once we get the party out of our way, I think we can do the paranormal
So you're
convention.
Actually talking about having the party in February? Or
no,
just
no.
getting ready for it for
getting
next
getting
year?
Getting ready for it now.
For this year, yeah.
Like you were saying, a little tidbit for everybody. If you go to like the Party City or these other costume websites right now, you can get your Halloween costume like dirt cheap.
Well, why don't you just freak everybody out and have a Halloween party February or March?
I'll have one every other month. I don't care. My costume's not ready anyways.
Yeah.
I better get it made first.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know what I want to be, though. I have this huge yearning to be Bane from the new... Batman movie, you know, because I thought it's cool. We have about the same build, which is cool, you know.
Lonnie wants to go as that girl in that, what's that one movie? Rumor Willis, you know, where she wore her arms in a cast like this the whole movie?
Mm.
What are you watching?
Yeah.
What do you
Who
watch?
Was that?
Lady?
What's that one with the blonde? She was the house mother or whatever. It was hilarious.
Was it on Lifetime?
On Lifetime?
Yeah, because I don't think I've
seen got thrown out. She got thrown out of
Oprah
actually,
Winfrey.
No, she
Network.
Got thrown out of the Playboy Bunny mansion, and then she was the house mother by accident.
House Bunny?
I can't remember the name of it.
I think that's what it is.
Don't you remember the girl with her arms in the brace and then the thing in her mouth or whatever?
No.
Oh, God. She had the cast on her...
Is this not Demi Moore and Bruce Willis's kid?
Yes.
Or whatever? Okay, I know who that is. Yes.
Yes.
I just, I'm not sure of the movie.
Mm,
the only
no.
thing, that when you said Playboy, that's like, it's got to be the House Bunny thing. I'm thinking. I don't know for sure.
Well, that's
possibly.
What Lonnie's standing there with his arms up in the air. He kind of reminded me of her.
No, Lonnie's, I don't know why he's doing this, but he wants somebody. We will probably end up eventually talking somebody to do this. Maybe JR. We're going to have somebody come as Hitler.
Just so they can whoop Lonnie's butt.
I don't know.
Do you think JR would do it?
I doubt it. If he did, he'd be a fat, hairy one. He'd have fat, hairy Hitler.
He could be the Sasquatch Hitler.
You know, everybody, have you noticed, though, everybody will dress up as anything except Hitler.
It's not a good costume ideal.
It's not ideal, no. It is not.
But most of them, like a lot of them, is not, you know.
Well, the only reason we would do it is just for, you know, poops and giggles.
It just because,
you know, if you know, well, it, as you know, you've been around this long enough, when you're with me and Lonnie, it's it, you're nuts anyway. So what we do is just fun.
Our goal is to find someone stupid enough to do it.
Okay. That's what we should have a contest. Who's the stupidest person that can win the contest to be Hitler?
Gerald win, though, but he don't want to be Harry.
Mm. It'd be funny, though.
We just got a comment from Morgan, who's actually one of our members, too. She's listening tonight. It is House Bunny. That is the movie.
See?
Yeah, so there we go. We got to that. I didn't.
She knew what I was talking
about.
I had no idea. Well, I thought,
thank you for that.
You know, Playboy, I figured you guys would at least know
what movie it was. It kind of, you know, got the cog going a little bit in my brain when you said Playboy. I'm like, hey, hang on.
I never saw it.
I don't know. I haven't seen it either, but I do recall a movie of that.
This is kind of old news, but where was that meteor at? Was that Russia?
Yes.
It was.
Yes. Kind of an early to talk about.
Half of them think that just because it hit, they're all going to visit the big hole it created, and they think it's like this divine thing, and they're going to be blessed.
Did it really create a hole?
I thought it evaporated.
It just burst out.
No, they said that
it
made a hole.
Did it? Okay.
And they all think, like, they're going to be blessed and stuff. I'm like, well, we grew up in Millsboro. We're still waiting to be blessed, and we ain't been blessed yet.
If you can find pieces of it, you can sell them pretty good, too.
I think people are, actually.
If you can find pieces of the meteorite, you can sell them pretty good.
Well, you know, later on this year, there was actually one that came by recently. We couldn't see it. I think they could see it in, like, the Asian part of the world, I'd say. They could see it, I think.
Asia?
But you had to have a telescope.
Is that the one that was the closest to Earth?
For a long time.
Okay, that's the same day that the one that hit in Russia, but it's not. They're saying
it wasn't.
Have you saw the videos on YouTube from the one in Russia?
Yeah, I've just
the
seen
sonic waves it did. It, like,
yeah, it busted windows.
Yeah. I think they're like awesome. A thousand
later this
people
year,
were hurt.
ISIS, I think that's the name of ISIS. Is another meteor that's coming through, and it's like we can see it for. We're going to be able to see it for like a couple of weeks.
Or everybody be standing outside looking, and it's going to hit them like the one in Russia did.
They say that at points it's actually going to be large as the moon, so it's going to be that large.
Yeah, what was it? The movie with Will Smith, Independence Day.
Of course.
Remember, they're
Will
all
Smith.
Standing,
we watched it.
They're all standing up on that building, looking, waving at the spaceship, and it zaps them.
Yeah,
that's what's going to happen.
What you get.
You don't need to wave at them aliens.
That's what's going to happen when the meteor comes by, and everybody's going to be standing there gazing, and it's going to hit them.
No, well, Will Smith's here.
Yeah.
Oh. He'll take care of us.
Okay, that's true.
It's Will Smith. Seriously. It's Will Smith.
Or you could send, was it Bruce Willis up in a ship with a little thingy on it to destroy it?
And then he die.
And you could play some Aerosmith in the background.
Oh, you're talking about Armageddon.
That or the song Leaving on Jet Plane. You remember they was doing that when they took off?
Yeah.
That movie was funny. It was a good movie.
What was that Aerosmith song? Don't Want to Miss a Thing?
That movie was horrible.
I love that movie.
I hate it.
It was hilarious, especially the guy with the dog.
You know, that's actually something with around that time that all these movies were made, that everybody was like into the whole bad, sad ending kind of things. You remember that? And Deep Impact was another bad ending, you know, and that was too. That's kind of cool because you could see the bad part of it.
Space Cowboys. I think they tried to copy Armageddon.
No, you want.
I think I watched bits and pieces of that just because Clint Eastwood was in it, but I can't remember exactly how it ended or went or anything like that.
If you want a good movie, watch Ice Pirates.
Ice Pirates is amazing, dude.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
One of my favorite. I don't want to say. I don't know what's the best word. What's the best way I can say this? There's a scene in the movie, Lonnie. You know what I'm talking about? You know how they got the holodeck thing?
Yeah.
There's a thunderstorm going on.
Ah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That is one of my... I think that is just beautiful. You know, and that's one of the reasons why, because of Ice Pirates. Even with space herpes everywhere, it's cool.
Yeah. The ship has them. They're huge.
They were huge and they were fast.
Yes. That's a great movie.
I love that movie. You haven't watched that, have you?
No.
You need to.
It's an older movie.
It's almost as great as Flash Gordon.
Is it on like Netflix or anything?
I don't think it is. I've looked for it.
No. You would have to get lucky to flea market possibly or online.
It's pretty old.
Amazon or something.
It's 80s old, isn't it?
Mid 80s, yeah. Mid 80s. Absolutely.
It's supposed to be really nice Saturday. This back up in the 60s again.
Go to the flea market so you can find it.
Yes. Movies.
Just ask for it. Ice Pirates.
Yep. It's cool.
I'll forget it as soon as I leave here.
But anyway, let's go ahead and we just have a bunch of questions here and we just totally got off topic, so we're going to jump back into some of the questions here real fast. If could bring them up. It's going to be kind of a short night again tonight because I have actually worked like a madman all day today, so I'm ready to go home and go to sleep. But This first one here, let's look at it. This is going to be coming from Vance. Do ghosts sleep, or do they even need sleep? Why don't you go ahead?
I don't think ghosts sleep. I can't prove it, but I'm about 100% sure they don't sleep and don't need it.
I don't think time has any meaning for them, so
no.
It's no day, no night.
Yeah, I don't think there's any sleeping going on.
I doubt they need it.
Yeah, so, no, well, like Lonnie said, we can't really prove it. I mean, but I don't think they got a nice, you know, bed laying somewhere with some, like, goose down feathers or anything, so I don't think that's happening. So, we don't believe they do, but thanks for the question anyway. Let's jump to the second one here. What's with these questions tonight? If an astronaut dies in space, is a spirit stuck there? Well, that's actually a pretty decent question. I mean, I see an astronaut, I kind of like got the giggles. So
have you ever heard where they say that when you die, that your spirit lingers next to your body?
Yeah, I've heard that. What do you think?
Just from my point of view, I'd believe if you were in space, for some reason, I don't think it would dissipate your energy. But I think just for being up here, it would spread it out so far, you'd pretty much almost be a non-existent ghost. That's just my point of view, though. Because I think gravity has a lot to do with, you know, our energy here anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And there's none there, so.
Right. What do you think, Chris? I know you said you kind of believed it, but what do you think?
Well, I'm not for sure, but I kind of believe that your spirit lingers next to your body.
Well, here's the thing for me. Usually, if you think about it, a lot of the times the reason why quote-unquote spirits or ghosts do not want to go into the light or what mm-hmm. have you, okay, or completely pass on, is they feel that there's unfinished business.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that their unfinished business will make them stay in one particular area. I think they can just go wherever they want at a certain point. You know, we've had questions, do they pass through wiles? Do they follow people? I mean, we've had tons upon tons of questions like this. And, you know, this is just not really conclusive because we don't know, but, you know, just from what I feel, I don't think that something like that's going to happen. I mean, have you heard the stories of where, let's say, someone tragically died in a car accident, and then 3 years later they appear to their loved one, be it a boyfriend, girlfriend, father, mother, daughter, son, whatever, 2 years later, and they're right there, you know?
Well, I think that maybe if your spirit probably does wander around,
mm-hmm.
but eventually it always goes back to the body.
Okay. Well, I like that. That's actually pretty...
Now, I wonder how their navigation system works, because if you're up in outer space, it's going to be awfully hard to get back here.
They have
a good GPS.
Yeah, GPS. Yeah. That's what it is. They have a great GPS.
Does it work in outer space?
I believe it does. I believe it does.
It would have to.
It does. But I don't know. It's a TomTom.
Yeah,
it's TomToms in space.
You got our thanks for the question. It's actually a pretty good question. That's something we can probably go into for a long, long time. You know, but that's actually a pretty good question. Thank you for that. And who's that from again? Let's see who that was from. Let me scroll here and find it. That was from Jim. So, I mean, that's a pretty good question. Thanks for the question on that. We'll probably answer like one or two more, and we'll take us a quick break. But let's go to the third one. This is from Andy. It says, what are your guys' thoughts on or the ideal of Valhalla?
Shall I explain Valhalla to everybody?
Go ahead and explain it to them.
Do you know what Valhalla is?
No.
Valhalla is like, it's the Nordic god thing.
It's the heaven for...
Yeah. Well, it's sort of.
Mm-hmm.
When like one of the Nordic warriors die... I can't call him. I think it's called Valkyrie. It's what comes against him. Like his chick. It's like his hot chick that comes against him. I'm pretty sure she's got to be hot. And
she has to be, okay.
And certain warriors will have a certain aura to them. It has to be certain ones, and they'll get them. And they'll take them to Valhalla, where they'll feast and party and await Ragnarok, which is the end of all. It's a big battle they'll have. It's Nordic god stuff.
It's just one of their gods. Like the Indians have their own god.
Well, it's not their god. It's like Valhalla. It's kind of like Nissa. It's kind of like a Nirvana or not a band either. Kind of like a limbo type deal.
Yeah.
And they wait there and they feast and they party and they get ready for Ragnarok, which is the end of all. That's when all these guys will fight.
Yeah.
Okay, if you say so.
That's the belief. Valhalla is. But what do you think about it?
Well, I think about it. It's like everything else possible, I suppose. That's pretty old stuff. Why not, right?
Well, Chris, you said you didn't really know nothing about it, right?
I don't think they're going to just go and have a big party and wait to have a big war.
Right.
I mean, this stuff is old. This is Nordic god, ancient Viking.
That's just probably,
Viking.
Though, that their belief.
I mean, that's just...
It is a belief system. Yeah. It is. It's
as good as any
system.
Other belief, I'd say.
Yeah, it's just like ours, you know, it's just whatever you believe.
Yeah, you know, and it's that. So I'm not going to say that it's not true it's, or it is.
It would still, in a way, kind of... I mean, how would you like it? You die, and hey, we're going to let you sit and eat for a while, but then we're going to fight again. What? Seriously?
Well, you got to think, the Vikings were a crazy, you know,
true.
Yeah.
Bunch of peeps, man, you know. So, I mean, they were pretty, you know...
Read you some Thor comics. That's basically where...
Did you watch that movie? I've not actually seen it.
The Thor movie?
Yes.
The Thor movie upsets me.
Why?
Because I was a fan of Thor comics when I was a kid. And this dude's not Thor. He's too itty-bitty. He's not big enough to be Thor. I mean, seriously.
Nobody was good-looking.
That's Chris's answer. Nobody's good-looking.
We can overlook the size.
No, we can't. No, we can't.
I didn't hate the movie. I didn't like it either.
I thought it just the previews looked kind of silly. So I didn't.
The movie could have been a lot better. Mm-hmm. Somebody bigger playing Thor.
That's your problem.
Who would you have? Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, he's not big enough. You gotta have his big.
What about the dude that plays the Incredible Hulk?
That's CG.
But he would have to be blonde.
You talking about Lou Ferrigno from the old show?
Yes.
No, he's not big either. No.
No, I mean, this dude's gotta be like 7'5", like 500 pounds of solid muscle.
He has to be a cannonball, okay?
He's got to carry Mjolnir around.
Exactly, and that's a hammer.
It's the hammer Mjolnir.
Okay, if you say so. I still like the good-looking dude instead.
This didn't work. But they can have some stilettos or something. Make
look,
him taller.
Okay, look. Wasn't it supposed to be like kind of a romantic comedy or something?
No.
It's based off a comic book.
But who was the girl that was in it? It was.
She's from Midgard.
But anyways, how many people are you going to, if you see this big giant playing a role, or you see this really good looking guy playing in a movie, how many?
So a giant guy can't be good looking?
You think a bunch of women? Nah. No.
Well, what about David and Goliath, man? A lot of people say Goliath was hot.
Yeah.
I'd have to see a picture of him to know.
I don't know. Well,
if Goliath hadn't got slapped in the face with a rock, he could have played Thor. But he's going around getting slapped in the face with rocks.
What about the dude that's playing in the new movie, the what is it?
I don't know. You didn't
the
say
the giant and what was the dude that climbed the beanstalk?
Jack.
Yeah, they're coming out with a movie and they've got the big giant in it.
That's CGs. Mm-hmm. They could have CG'd him probably. Maybe
see, that's what I'm thinking.
I'd be cool with that.
Yeah.
You know, and just an FYI, the guy that plays Jack the Giant Slayer or whatever it is. He's the guy that actually is in that Warm Bodies, that new movie that's out about zombies.
I want to see that.
It's actually really good. I watched that. It's actually really, really good. Yes.
I want to see that.
You know, I don't do theaters. So.
It's a really, really neat concept to zombies.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they've ruined vampires for us. They've ruined werewolves. So,
yeah.
You know, and I thought they were going to ruin zombies, but this is
they
a
will.
Pretty neat thing.
Give them time.
Eventually,
they shall.
Eventually they will. But they've ruined everything else, so why not let them attack that? But it was actually a decent movie. I didn't hate it.
Why don't you just ruin mummies? I mean, come on, mummies, guys wrapped in toilet paper, we don't need them.
You know, they're all like, dirty all the time, you know? They need to
I think I could take a mummy.
Dust themselves.
They always portray mummies being uber strong. I believe I could take a rotting corpse wrapped in bandages.
Rags.
I think I could take him.
I would take one of the matches, strike it, and throw it at it, and just walk away.
He's going to burn.
He's going to
all you need
implode.
Is a blowtorch.
Or just take the little... manager and is unraveling.
Hey, we're off our subject again.
As always.
Hey, mummies are paranormal. I can take a mummy.
They're
dress
not normal,
up as
for
a
sure.
mummy for your Halloween party.
I hate mummies. They're zombies, but I just don't like them.
Yeah, they're...
They're stupid. They're mummies.
I bet you they stink, too.
No, it was zombies.
Have you
stink.
Ever smelled... Okay.
I've never smelled a mummy.
Mummies are... No, well, here's the thing. I was sort of thinking already above what I was saying. Flowers in a flower shop. You know, mm-hmm. I used to have a girlfriend who worked at, it was a florist,
yeah.
And she would like, she worked, obviously worked in, you know, the flower shops, and flowers, after they get really old, they stink.
And they cram them full of those things.
Yeah, you know, they do all of that, so you can imagine what one of them smells like. I mean, come on.
Well, and it's a decomposing corpse.
Yeah, but, you know, the other stuff.
Mummified, technically.
Yeah, mummified, so. You know.
It's still going to stink.
I don't know, I don't want to be close enough to find out.
He's a mummy.
A hairy mummy. Him and his man pelt.
Mummy. I hate mummies.
Well, what I think about Valhalla, I just think it's really neat. It's a cool thing. I mean, I've always thought Vikings and just everything about Vikings was just so cool, man.
Like I said, It's just as good of an idea as any.
Why not?
Why not? You know, anything's possible.
It's cool. It's neat. I mean,
Thor should have been bigger in a movie.
Sure. So, but with that, we can go ahead and take our first break. You're listening to Paranormal Hour here on 91.3 The Gap. We'll be right back. One of these days, Lonnie. One of these days.
One of these days, sprinkles.
That's sprinkling pretty bad out there.
I understand sprinkles.
Oh, you just want it with sprinkles on.
I like sprinkles. They're good.
Sprinkles is right.
If you try to eat them by themselves, they taste horrible, though.
I'd say so. I'd say you're right. What is that?
It's a text I received.
Who's it from?
It's from Kat.
Okay, well, you can read it.
She said that you all are very funny. Wait a minute, my phone went off. Uh-huh. Entertaining, funny, serious. Got Walter from Chicago all into your show. We love all of you. Keep it up. You're great.
Awesome. Thank you for that.
Meow.
Meow at her.
Meow at her. She scratched her eyes out. You don't know her.
See? Cat.
But where are we at? We just did the Valhalla one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Let's go to the next question here. I guess I should go ahead and say what I was going on again. If you want to get a hold of us, you can do so on Facebook. And that's going to be facebook.com/TriStateParanormal. That's all one word. You can send us an email at tristate_paranormal@yahoo.com. You can, don't be yawning while I'm talking.
I'm tired.
Boring.
You're boring me.
I know it's awful. Ben Stein. That's who I sound like. You know, the guy from the Visine commercials. Yeah.
You he sounds like everything bores him.
I'm telling you. 423-869-6331. That's the way you can get a hold of us again. That's going to be 423-869-6331. And we do have a Twitter.
No.
Twitter. I don't know. Twitter. At Tri-State Spirits. I'll get you the password at some point, Chris. I promise. I've been promising for 3 months.
Yes.
But, but let's go ahead and get back into this question again. We did the Valhalla one. Let me find it. Okay, this next question is going to be from Beth. And she says, I'm not sure if this is paranormal, but it's always interested me. Do you guys think time travel is possible? Well, I guess it'd be paranormal.
Is.
You know, what do you think about it, Ron?
Well, time travel is possible.
Tell us how.
And I swear, I still go with the quantum leap theory, the string theory.
Okay. Explain that.
Do you know what string theory is, Chris?
Mm-mm.
Do you take a string, tie it each end, and you ball it up and put it in your hand? And, you know, they get the beginning of your life, the end of your life, and each part of it in between is parts of your life. And you can time travel within your own lifetime.
Is it like a parallel
universe? No. This is like saying you can time travel, but only within your own lifetime. You can't time travel before you were born and beyond the day you start time traveling.
You know, Einstein believed in time travel.
Yeah. That's what I was going to get into.
It's possible.
What do you think about it?
I believe it is.
Well, basically what Einstein said, if I understand him right, which I just like glanced at it once or twice, if you can travel the speed of light in reverse, it is possible to...
Because you're going back faster than...
Yes.
It's kind of the idea of a wormhole.
Yeah, well, wormholes, a lot of wormholes, you know, that's what a wormhole is, you know, you travel through it.
You can go in one and come out at another point and another time in another place.
Right.
Well, just think, though, if you could time travel and go back, what would you go back and change?
I don't know.
Leave a little note, buy stocks in Bell South?
Not Bell South.
No.
Maybe like Microsoft.
Or,
maybe even Apple. You know, something like that. Mm-hmm. As for changing things, you know, a lot of people say, "Yeah, if I could do it, I would change." I wouldn't, because it made me who I am today. I wouldn't change anything. I didn't.
There's a few things I would change.
They might have been, a few regrets. I might have done something, I shouldn't have done that. But I'm not going to change it because it's made me who I am today. So I wouldn't change anything about that.
Might be some things, like if you've done something that caused your death, would you want to warn yourself?
I wouldn't want to know when I was going to die.
And do you believe in the whole concept that if you go back like to the prehistoric times, if you stepped on a moth,
that's what I was going
to
say,
it
the
would
butterfly
change
effect.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
actually
thing that
a movie.
About
what is that movie?
Butterfly Effect.
No, there's another movie with Ed Burns that they go take people on these tours back in time, to shoot dinosaurs, and one of them stepped off of the path or something. And so it changed the whole thing in the future where, like, everything was just, like, overgrown, and they had to try to go back to fix it.
No, I do. I don't know.
It's a really good movie.
I don't know, but that's what I was going to say. That's another thing. One reason why I'd be afraid to do that because of the butterfly
effect. And there's another concept with time travel, too. that even if you went back and changed time, it wouldn't change it for you. It would change it for another timeline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's multiple like different pair, you know, different universe, different parallel lives. You know, to where if you changed it, where you won the lottery, you wouldn't win the lottery, but you in another lifetime or in another universe or whatever would do it.
Mm-hmm.
So
that was they sort of talked about that on one of my favorite shows, Eureka. I like Eureka. Yeah, Eureka's a good show. And they talked about that too, how there's, you know, sub things it could go to. So I that's the same as well.
Or if you go back in time, you could change something that would cause one person death. You could wipe out an entire family line.
Yeah.
Well, see, there's a thing too. And, you know, go with, what is that, Fry and all of them, what's that called again? Futurama.
Futurama.
How he goes back and he finds out that he's his grandfather.
Yeah.
I don't know, so I don't know. But yeah, sure, time travel is possible. Why not?
Beckett did it.
Yeah, and he was good at it. So
he was stuck doing it, though.
Yeah, and he's still stuck doing it. That was from Beth. Thanks again, Beth, for that. Let's go to the fifth question here, and this is going to be from Rita. Hey, guys, I've had this question in my mind for some time now and figured that your team might have an answer for me. My grandmother has always told me that the moon had some control over the spirit world. Have you guys ever read or heard anything like this? No, like I said, it's from Rita. What do you think about that, Lonnie?
Yeah, they say the moon, you know, and it controls what? Something to do with the tides and things of that nature, and it controls our rotation and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it has anything to do with spiritual stuff, but scientifically, it has a lot to do with stuff.
Yeah.
Stupid moon.
Stuff.
Stupid cheese-made moon.
What do you think, Chris?
No, I've never heard of that.
Well, you know, another thing I've heard it, you know, if you go to sleep facing the moon, you're going to turn, you know, it's going to, like, make you crazy or drive you crazy. Now, it does control, like, you know, things with the ocean and whatnot.
Well,
and
you know,
like that,
they say, oh, it's full moon. There's going to be a lot of crazy people out tonight, a lot of fights.
I've heard that a lot, yeah.
A lot of werewolves out.
Controls, I mean, for some reason on full moon, it seems like a lot of people, women have a lot of babies on that night.
Because they feel frisky.
and there's a lot of fights.
Yeah, so possibly it could, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, we've never really looked into it. Maybe one of our upcoming investigations, we should try to do one around a full moon and you know.
See if we all fight.
See about it. Yeah. No, we'll end up fighting anyway. But
yeah. Yeah, and the moon's made of government cheese.
It is. So it's good eating.
Forget it. I'm on a diet.
Commodities.
Commodities.
Commodity cheese moon.
What's wrong with you, man?
Got some good cheese? That's what's wrong with me.
Are you hungry, Lonnie?
I love commodity cheese. I'd love to have some. They don't make it anymore.
I don't believe so. You know the closest thing to the commodity cheese would be like the Velveeta blocks. Have you seen those?
They're close really one you can get to is the Land O'Lakes block of cheese.
Yeah, oh, is it good?
That stuff's awesome.
Is that the ones that you would say when George stayed with you that he would like cut, not pieces, but slabs off and put them between bread and eat like slabs of cheese?
Yuck.
That boy can eat a block of cheese.
Yuck.
That's why he's hairy.
Yep. Cheese do that to
you. Oh, my goodness. So, you know, let's look into this and let's get back to this, you know, later on after we do a couple of experiments.
Quick way to do it, get you a police scanner, wait till a full moon and just listen to it and take notes of all the while. And you know, you got to have control for it anyways. You got to be like, this is, you know, the things that happen non full moon.
Yeah, you got to have a control group.
All you got to do is the full moon. Call the hospital and ask them on a full moon how many births they had that night. And, you know, compare it to.
We should
nights.
Do it. Take notes. Go to these places. Figure out the crime rates, the admittance at hospital rates, you know, full moon versus non-full moon. And
well, same thing. You know, yeah, like you said, you know, ER can tell you on a full moon if they get a lot more people in there from acting wild.
Just go to wait to a full moon and go hang out at the emergency room.
Yeah.
Why not? You know, I mean, but see, she asked about the spirit, so I mean, it could.
Well, if it can control your mood swings, and it probably could control other things.
So. Yeah, yeah. You would think so.
Moon's an odd thing. We should go to it someday.
Yeah, we still haven't, have we?
Nope. We haven't went down on moon. I don't care what anybody says.
I wouldn't go if it was a free trip.
I would. That's cheese.
What were you saying earlier? The Nazis have a base on the moon?
That's a
Watch Iron Sky.
There's a theory that the Nazis made it to the moon.
Oh, God.
They love cheese.
What was it? The
What's with you and Hitler today, man?
The Russian guy in Armageddon. He was hilarious.
Russian guy in Armageddon.
Yeah. Remember, their spaceship wouldn't start, and he beat it with a wrench.
Yeah.
Oh, that cat.
Yeah. Okay.
I wonder who started the theory the moon is made of cheese. I don't think it's really a theory, but I think it was something somebody said once.
It's probably just the craters, the way it looks.
Yeah, probably. I've seen Swiss it on cheese and everything.
I've seen it on cartoons.
Yeah. Kilgore was here.
Okay, look.
Oh, no, I heard the old book, but he was.
Lonnie watches cartoons and he eats cheese that looks like the moon, so.
Moon cheese. Where are the moon shoes?
No, I don't.
The little shoes you can wear?
Oh, the platform shoes.
It was
the moon shoes.
Had the little springs in them, you could bounce.
I don't remember that.
Those came out, when I was a kid, but when you lived down on Exeter, I was coming to your house. And I saw, me and Jamie saw, four kids with moon shoes on.
I thought you said, I seen you on. I was like, I never had moon shoes.
It was like four little kids with moon shoes, and they were bouncing down the road.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's the greatest thing.
Wow. The only thing I remember is it looked like if you did the little bouncy balls that you could sit your feet on and you can bounce.
It had the little ring thing around it. Yeah,
that's the only thing I remember. I don't remember the.
The moon shoes were like little shoes that had like springs in the bottom of them and you could bounce.
I don't know.
Look them up.
You remember I'm Going to Get You, Sucker? He had those platform shoes and they were goldfish.
Yeah.
Aquariums at the bottom of his feet.
Hey, I wore them not with fish in them, but.
I'm about to say, hey.
How did you feed them?
But the. High platform shoes, yes.
Well, they still
and
sort
the big wide bell bottoms.
I wore bell bottoms when I was like 3. I kid.
Well, just keep your clothes long enough, and eventually it'll come right back into style.
Not moon
it
shoes.
It always does.
Well, there's really not even a style now, is there? I think it's like a collaboration of a bunch of other styles.
Yeah.
Right now,
and skin tight jeans.
Those skinny jeans are
How
ugly.
Do they wear those? That would be so well, at least I think it would be uncomfortable.
They'd be very uncomfortable, yes.
I mean.
And they're ugly.
You'd have to oil up to get in them. You're not sliding those things naturally.
Have a couple friends hold it and you get oiled up and jump off of the roof onto them. I'm in them.
I don't have huge feet, but I wear a 10.5.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think I could get my feet through those. Not without busting the pants.
I wouldn't even try to put my huge clodhoppers down in them then. I've got huge feet, but I don't know.
Emo.
I don't know how they do that.
No. That's paranormal, I think.
You know something I noticed, too? They're trying to bring the pompadour back.
Hey, I do the pompadour sometimes.
I don't know,
wear the pomp. I like it.
I just can't do that.
I like the pompadour.
Although I did have a really good one that one Halloween party we did have. Remember, I actually took Crisco and put in my hair and I whooped it around. It was really cool and I had the sleeves rolled up with a cigarette pack. It was pretty neat.
Yeah, but how long did it get that Crisco out of your hair?
I think I got the last bit out last week and that was 10 years ago. So
it was probably conditioned really good though.
What's that?
Your hair.
With Crisco, absolutely.
Soft. Soft and oily.
It got warm. You should have seen the stuff coming off my head.
God.
Just oozing.
Ew.
Let's see. So... What was that one? That was about the
moon
thingy, right? Yeah, okay. Let's go to the next one. This is, they didn't leave a name for this one. It says, hello, TSPI. I had a question I needed answered. Is there any way to gain control over a demon and make it do your bidding? No.
No, and I wouldn't try.
Unless you're crazy enough to try.
Man, you know, we've got some wonderful listeners, and they have some wonderful questions, but at the same time, we got some pretty sadistic listeners as well.
The only outcome to that
would
be
that you are pretty sadistic.
Yeah, is that the demon would take over them, and they would be doing the demon's bidding.
And you know, a demon would let you think that you've got
control
of it.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Absolutely.
It's gonna string you along for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like a game, you know, then it's going to put a whooping on you.
Oh, yeah.
A whomping.
A whomping. I'll walk with you upside the head.
I don't know, man. We've got some interesting messages for sure. Yeah, don't even try. No. I mean, we've how many times we've said something similar to this on the show? Just don't mess with anything.
I've got a new idea.
With, man.
If you start to think about doing something like this, stop for a second, clear your mind, haul off and punch yourself right in the nose, hard as you can.
And film it all. That way you can
and then
look
put on
at
YouTube
it later.
And you might be the next famous person on YouTube.
Then count your stars that's all you did to yourself.
Right.
If you start messing with this stuff, it's going to be a lot worse than a punch to the nose.
I can't get over why do people think this? Why do they even, you know, what makes people want to do this? What makes people feel they need to do this?
Power.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Power, control over something, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so. I don't know.
Get a hobby.
And it's not demon hunting.
Yeah.
No.
Don't do that. Or demon taming, I should say.
You can't be you can't get you a chair and a whip.
Back, demon, back.
Back, Simba, back. That thing's going to take the chair from you, smack you with it, then beat you with your whip, like Zorro.
Oh,
leave the demons alone.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, you shouldn't even have to tell somebody this.
I guess that's why they probably didn't put their name on there.
Probably.
They didn't want to know
about
it. They're
embarrassed.
But you know, there's no way
to
do
this.
Sure,
that wasn't JR.
JR would try.
Yeah, I know.
He really would. JR would try. You know, and I think he's tried as much before. He says he's going to rule the world. He still believes that, but whatever. He's weird. He's our running joke.
Well, at least he's on your side if he does.
He said he could kill us last, so that's good.
Oh, well, that's nice.
It's always nice of you.
Hope we go quick.
Yeah.
Especially with JR in charge.
If JR was in charge, he wouldn't have to kill me.
No.
I'd do it myself.
Jeez.
You leave the demons alone.
Yeah, just it's not going to happen. And like Lonnie had said, I was going to say it too, but he took the words right out of my mouth. If you even attempt this, I mean, sure, they might string you along a while, but... You're not going to have no control over anything.
If you want to control something, buy you a video game, get really, really good at it, and that's MMOs, online MMOs, and go on there and rule something.
Yeah, and just beat everybody up on there, you know, seriously.
Troll those games. Don't troll demons.
Well, that's the only demon that they'll probably ever control is one demon that's trolling. In a video game.
Yeah, don't go demon trolling. You're getting trolled.
Oh, my goodness.
Leave those demons alone.
What about that? That's... Some of these questions are just amazing. But, hey, you know, thanks for asking, and hopefully you'll take our advice. If not, good luck to you.
Get a hobby.
Nice knowing you.
Yeah, have a good one.
Get a hobby. And don't collect stamps. You know, like that's kind of boring.
Yeah.
Get a fun hobby. Read comics or something.
Wow. I don't know. But, hey, thanks for the question nonetheless. I don't know. Anyway, let's go into the next one here. This is from Dan. Dan the Man.
Woo.
How does one become... Oh, here's another one.
Is it a full moon outside?
I can't tell. Probably not. But look at this. How does one become a witch or a warlock? Is there a ritual or something?
Very, very carefully.
Now, this depends.
Oh, goodness.
This depends on what you're actually talking about.
Right.
You can be one of these dudes that goes to the bookstore and buys your little Wiccan books and... I'm probably going to insult some people here.
Go hug all the trees you want.
You're going to buy you some little Wiccan books, and you're going to read it, and going to make you a little altar, and do your little spells, and whatnot.
It's got to be black candles.
Yeah. Get you a black cat, and
your
little hoodooing, and voodooing, and witching, and going on. But.
Or you could just be a witch, like my niece used to call me. She called me the old witch. You can just be mean.
You sure she didn't mistake that for a bee?
Well, it was probably...
I love you, Chris.
The younger version of it.
Oh, is that what it was? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think you can actually become what they think they can become.
No.
I don't think you just become one all of a sudden. I don't think there's a cool school for it.
I mean, you can claim you're a witch all you want, and I'm going to say you're not, because it's technically a religion now. We can.
I'll say it's not a religion, but
they're also
I'm going to say a lot of things.
Opening up theirself to other things when they do.
A lot of people don't understand this, too. Real witches, quote-unquote, were underlings of demons. Am I wrong, Lonnie? Were they not like the underlings of demons, you know, and the demons, quote-unquote, gave them their power or whatever, you know? But then, you know, of course, they suffered for it afterwards, you know?
Yeah.
They didn't care about you.
And you know what's so funny is back in the, like, old days and they would burn witches, did them people actually think if they were witches... that they would actually let them burn them?
Well, it's like they would stick their head in the water.
They would pray on them first. They would pray on them, and it's supposedly them praying on them, like, cut their...
Yeah, okay.
Powers.
Their true power or the source or whatever
you'd
want to call it.
You'd have to be pretty stupid back then to not think that there was a witch that they wouldn't do something to you.
You got to think of the concept. They were tying them to rocks and throwing them under water and saying if they drowned, they were human. If they didn't, they were a witch.
Have you ever watched... What was that? A Nicolas Cage movie?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Where he was in that thing they burn him.
No.
He was looking for his wife or somebody.
No, this was actually, it was kind of new. He He was in it, and I can't remember the name of it, but it was about witches. And
I have that movie. I just can't think of what it is.
And they tried to say this one girl was a witch, but he was like, no, you're not. And they were like, they were paladins.
They were had her in a little cage, and they were grabbing her. Yeah.
That's what I mean. Didn't they put them in a cage or something?
They put her in a cage.
Her in a cage, okay.
And they went to the monks, and they were like holy warriors from back then, you know, when they first started doing this, and they were paladins pretty much.
That was a good movie too.
It was a decent movie.
Then though, they used wit as a way to get what they wanted.
Pretty much.
If they wanted somebody's property, then they accused them of being a witch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or you know, had a grudge against somebody, basically, they accused them of being a witch.
Well, you got to think about it. I mean, that's back, you know, when they was doing the whole Scarlet Letter thing, you know what I'm saying? You know, and all of that. So, I mean, it's just, well, you got to think about it.
Don't you just cringe, though, about how your ancestors really acted?
Well, you know what? Think about this. A couple hundred, 300 years from now, what are they going to look back at us and cringe about what some of those things we were doing, whatever it may be that we think's normal?
But
that they're going to be like, look how they were stupid.
But
you
we're
know,
not out on
thing.
A witch hunt burning people and stuff. For
kinda. In ways, we kinda are.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, as in, not necessarily physically harming someone, but we always emotionally attack people. We mentally attack people. We do this stuff.
We single groups of people at all time.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
you know
that's
what,
have you heard the cliques? You know, hey, here's the cool kids, here's the not so cool kids,
and
here's the nerds.
That's been going on for years
and
years, and it always will. But there's
not necessarily. Now, think about it. The witches they thought was going to go on for years and years, and they finally like, you know, this is ridiculous. Why are we even doing this?
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, you're right. I mean, we do. We single people out anyway, you know. So, who's to say that won't happen? That, you know, like I said, 300, 400, 500 years from now, they're going to look back and say, look how stupid we were. You know, I mean.
Yeah, well.
So,
this type,
who knows?
You know, it's just embarrassing how some of them acted.
Yeah. That's how things go.
Yeah, whatever.
Don't become a witch.
Yeah, don't. Or a warlock, damn.
If you want to go get your little books and
read up on it.
If you get your little books and read it, it's going to pretty much tell you you can't gain self-power and you can't self-gain from that stuff anyways.
We had a question, not last week because it was Valentine's Day, and we hope everybody had a great Valentine's Day. We didn't have a show, but the week before that, we had a question about magic. It's the same kind of a thing. Whatever you do, it's going to come back on you anyway, you know? I mean, yeah,
you're
it's
just
gonna
opening
happen.
Yourself up to other things.
So if you're going to do it, be careful and don't go to Bookland and buy your stupid books.
And I hate to even say this. I hate to say that witchcraft is fake, but it's not. It's real.
No.
It's out there. I've witnessed glamour. Okay, I've seen that. I've witnessed that personally, firsthand. I was probably about 16, but I've seen it. You know, I witnessed that. So I can't say it's not real. Witchcraft is very real.
They say, though, the devil preys on weak souls, and that would probably be with anything.
What do you mean?
You have to be weak to open yourself up and let things in like that.
Probably. Well, sometimes, though, they can actually, just a moment of it. You know, it's like we've talked on here several times before. We had this this investigation in Maynardville that you mentioned about the baby being, you know, assaulted or whatever was going on with the baby. And it can be something like that. You can walk around, and it's the thing about the ghost box. We use the ghost box, you know, or the Frank's box, whatever you want to call it, you know. And you need to be in the right frame of thought to do this because you're opening yourself up. I mean, if I wake up and I stub my toe, I'm not going to do it because I can, you know, be irritated that I stub my toe, you know, and then it's going to not have that guard up, you know. So, but, yeah, just don't, I mean, you can go buy all these books. And to be honest with you, half the stuff you're going to read in these books ain't going to be right anyway. So,
nah.
I mean, none of that stuff. Usually witchcraft, I mean, pretty much is gypsy kind of stuff. It's passed down on generations upon generations.
Do somehow find some stuff like that. Take every precaution. Don't just go around.
I actually know several people that are Wiccan, and I've never heard them say that they were into like the power thing or anything like that.
I know some people are Wiccans. I just made fun of them, though. I'm going to put that out there. I did it.
Yeah.
I did it, and I'll do it again.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, yeah.
That's me. Ha.
You can read, like Lonnie said, get all the books you want, read up on it, but, you know, there might be a couple things in there that may be possible, but the other stuff's just not real.
I knew a girl once that she was, like, really timid and not very pretty and overweight, and she would get grudges against people that she thought was prettier than her and stuff, and she got into witchcraft trying to put spells on them.
Yeah, it's just, I'm going to go on a limb here and say that's just people being stupid.
Yeah, she's listening to that, the Nicolas Cage movie, The Season of the Witch.
Season of the Witch.
Great. Awesome. It was Morgan again. Thanks for that, Morgan.
Good
we
movie.
Do without you.
Good
yeah,
movie.
Awesome movie. But I don't know. You know, Wiccans, whatever. I mean, sure, it's actually a religion now. Wicca is a religion.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that.
Yes.
I mean, and basically Wiccan is sort of along the same lines of what the Native American belief was, you know, mm-hmm. Mother Earth.
They worship the earth, the yeah. sun, what it, mm-hmm. that's it. You know, that is a lot of how that they do.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I don't know if there's a ritual. I don't know what it is, how you become.
You got to roll around in some dirt, and you got to eat a live fish, and you got to beat your head into a tree.
Don't talk about live fish, man. Oh, my God.
Oh, God, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, you had
hey, yo, we're witches now. We ate a bunch of live fish.
Yeah.
God, that was awful, dude.
But they don't count. It don't count if it comes back up.
Oh,
yeah, you told me.
That's so nasty.
Not all nails came back up, though.
No, I actually, they were swimming in my stomach.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Just so anybody hasn't listened about this, was a couple, 3 years ago, before we had the show, actually.
Yeah.
And we went to a quote-unquote haunted attraction. It was in...
Knoxville, wasn't it?
No.
It was between Morristown and...
Jefferson City.
Supposed to be like...
I can't
like
remember the name of
most
it.
Most famous place where the famous serial killer had killed...
Yeah, the serial killer was there.
Yeah.
And it's true. It's,
yes.
it's on there. But they turned it into a big attraction. And it was like $35 for the ticket we went, but you got to see three attractions, which were, I guess, they're okay, decent
yeah,
enough, you know.
Good. Long lines, though.
We kept making people laugh, you know.
Yeah.
This one chick come up from the coffin, I was like, hey, how you doing? And she goes, quick, get me in trouble. We're trying to get me out because I'm getting her giggle and stuff. But yeah, I mean, at the end of it, it's sort of like a fear factor kind of a thing.
You can win your money back.
You can win your money back and you'd get it free, okay? Oh, my gosh.
But it's funny. They took... me and Neil and Tommy,
yeah,
you know, your brother and another guy in our group, and it's a little building because we're all together. And we go in there, and there's puke everywhere.
And, you, and it smells.
That would
you
make
smell,
you sick right there.
You smell fish, and you smell vomit.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Lord.
Tommy is, like, weird. Okay, Tommy's OCD. He totally is.
And he's smarter than us, evidently.
He walks in, he goes, nope.
I don't blame him.
Turns around and walks back out. He didn't say nothing.
I don't blame him.
And we're in there, and here I go. And the first challenge was you had to eat five.
Five
live minnows or goldfish, and it was the big creek
oh,
minnows.
Lord.
I mean, they're like 5-6 inches, and they're like
yeah.
they're like.
They was gonna make sure you didn't
dude,
get your money.
They were bigger. They were larger than this right here.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of a soda, a 20-ounce bottle. They were huge fish, and I gutted down. How many did I get? Four.
Four straight down.
I got four. Whoom, whoom, whoom. And that last one, I started to chug it down, and it stopped in my mouth. Okay. But its tail goes wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. I was like, that was it. I was like, I'm going to bite down.
Oh, that was a mistake.
Oh, God.
I bit down, and all this juice.
That was the worst thing you could have done.
That's what it is.
The juice and the scales.
The juice and the scales, just like this explosion of gnarly went off in my mouth, right? It goes off. I'm like, I'm done. I just lose it right then and there. And then I think the second challenge was...
you had to drink this nasty concoction of stuff.
Yeah, and it wasn't really that bad after I found out what it was. And then the very last thing was the hardest thing. I don't think I could have done it. I don't know if I really want to say what it was on the radio. I guess I could. It's a term. Well, it was goat...
Phalluses.
Phalluses. There we go.
Oh, my
you
God.
Had to eat like three or four of those
raw.
Straight raw.
Oh.
Yes.
Yuck.
And if anybody's seen a goat phallus... they're barbed.
Oh,
so you could imagine Chris is dying away. This was it was just a bad experience.
And you know, we should learn from others' mistakes too. I watched you try to chew that fish. I get one straight down, and then I after swallowing things. And that second one don't even make it past my teeth before I bite into it. It's everywhere. And you know, and I throw up easily.
Yes.
I can do it on command. This stuff's everywhere.
Dumb and dumber.
And these guys were super nice to me. They said, dude, if you don't want to do it, we'll go out there and tell your friends you tried it. Oh, my money back. Nope. Didn't get
wow.
no money back.
That's just
then nice. We tried to eat at Waffle House. That didn't work either.
Then we tried to eat at Waffle House, and that's when I realized the fish were still swimming in my stomach. I was like, oh, ooh.
Oh,
bad times.
Hey, one of them burgers, like, here, I'm going to feed it. It's alive.
Oh, bad times.
Oh, goodness. Where was we at? Let's go to something else. That was just crazy stuff. Oh.
Don't be a witch.
Yeah, because you'll have to eat raw fish like that.
Yeah.
Just saying. It's you don't necessarily have to, but anyway.
Sure, why not?
This is coming from Hannah. Hello, guys. I was just wanting to know, why is it that some ghosts appear in mist while others appear in human form? That's pretty neat.
I think a lot of it at the moment's going to deal with how much energy they've got that they can manifest
exactly.
with.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, if they can get enough of your energy, like if, you know, you're emotional and enough people's around and enough electronics, I suppose, going on, they're going to be able to manifest more.
Or mm-hmm. they might not want you to see them at that point.
Yeah.
Very true. There yeah. you go. Yeah. You know, and I think it's what it is, too, energy, too. And at the same time, remember that one question we had in here several months ago? She had asked how she'd seen something. And then it was just watching her, and all of a sudden it like realized that it was that she sees it, so she blinks out of existence.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the same thing too. Maybe, you know, like you said mm-hmm. right there with, you know, maybe they don't want you to know at that point.
Well,
maybe
you know, or a ghost could just be boot scooting along, you know, just like doodle 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 doo. As a mist.
They say everybody has a guardian angel too. So
yeah, there you are.
You know, you're not supposed to see it. How do you know that every now and then you might see it?
Right. Here's an interesting question. This is from Jenny. It says, do you guys believe that all animals can see ghosts, or just some like dogs and cats, or some of them like dogs and cats?
Can, I think such all. Dogs
yeah, if I'm going to believe that one can do it, I'm going to believe all can do
There's
it.
A picture I have on my phone, and I actually might share it on Facebook later. I don't know. It depends on how tired I am. But it's a trail cam, and there's a deer looking at a figure. And the deer is looking right at it.
I think I've seen that picture before.
Yeah, absolutely. It's looking right. I actually sent it to Gary, who has the radio show before us. He was on mm-hmm. right before us, just, and it spooked him out.
Yeah.
But it's a trail cam. You can see the deer absolutely looking in the direction of this spirit, and you can see the spirit as well.
Yeah,
so,
I've seen that before.
Yeah.
I'd say horses, you know, they sense things from way off.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that all they can sense things that we can't.
Right.
If I'm going to believe one can do it, I'm going to believe the all can do it.
Yeah.
Let's do the last question, and then we'll go ahead and call it a night. This is I wish we had old TJ Biscardi with us tonight. He could answer this with us too. It says, hey guys, and this is coming from Bobby. It says, hey guys, do you think that it's possible that Bigfoot is more of a bear type animal than a monkey like most people think?
It's possible, but I'm pretty sure that it's more or less primate.
Yeah, it's primate. That's what I think as well. But that's actually pretty neat, because a lot of people that they, when they have to describe seeing one up close, they sort of have, you know, like, not necessarily human features, but they have, like, sort of a little snout like an animal would have,
yeah.
you know. So, I mean, that's actually a pretty good question.
Could be a bear. Who knows?
Yeah, you know, you don't know.
Until one's actually caught.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll never know this, until then.
This thing could be half cat for all we know. Meow.
You don't know. You don't know.
You don't know. We just know what people report, but
could be a
that's
bird.
Like the when one person says one thing and it just keeps on going and going and going.
Oh, that's basic psychology. You know, I can tell a story to Lonnie, like if we're in a room, mm-hmm. and I tell him exactly. By the time it comes back around to me, it's changed it's seven or
right.
eight times.
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
I'm going to change it 9 times the way my memory is.
Yeah.
And I might be a little tipsy when you tell me so. Yeah, who knows what's going on?
But that's how a lot of old wives' tales and everything.
Exactly.
You know, it's just passed on down from
absolutely
word of mouth.
That's how it go.
In the South.
That's, you know, because two people could see the
south.
Same thing.
In the South.
If there was a Bigfoot come to that door right there, everybody could see it, and everybody would probably describe it as something
different.
Something
different, yeah. Absolutely. So, well, thanks for that too, Bobby. And with that, I guess we'll go ahead and call it a night. Like I said, it's going to be a short night. It's been a long day for everybody. So
we did our hour.
Here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But thanks for listening tonight. This has been a paranormal experience here on 91.3 The Gap. Listen to us, you know, next week and every week after that on Thursday from 8 to 10.
Whenever.
Or
nine,
9, just
8
whenever
to 9
go.
Or 8 to 10.
Yeah,
just
so that's our blog. So, again, thanks for listening. For Lonnie and Chris, I'm Neil. And remember, if it's out there, we'll find it.
Booyah!